Welcome to the PieTech Solutions Podcast. I am your host, Alex, and today is Monday, March 16th, 2026. We are broadcasting right in the middle of what can only be described as a seismic shift in the United States banking sector. If you are a banking leader, an IT architect, or a chief risk officer at a regional or community bank, you already know the ground is shifting beneath your feet. We are seeing converging intense pressures right now. We are talking about escalating financial fraud that is literally being weaponized by generative AI. We are looking at highly complex mergers and acquisitions. There are mounting regulatory compliance mandates from federal agencies. And of course, there is fierce, relentless competition from national megabanks that seem to have absolutely limitless technology budgets. Today, we are conducting an exhaustive, deep dive into how PieTech Solutions is fundamentally rewiring regional banking to survive and thrive in this environment. We are going to explore the massive wave of bank M&A activity, the absolute necessity of rigorous data governance, and the critical requirements for deploying agentic AI safely without running afoul of regulators. Joining me to unpack all of this is Mike, our Executive Vice President of Banking Transformation, Data Governance, and M&A Strategy. Mike, it is fantastic to have you on the mic today. Let us just start with the reality on the ground. Where do regional banks, specifically those in the $10 billion to $100 billion asset range, find themselves today?
Thank you, Alex. It is great to be here. To put it bluntly, it is a perfect storm. The regional banks in that $10 billion to $100 billion tier are fighting a multi-front war, and they are doing it with one hand tied behind their backs. On one hand, you have the technology explosion. We hear industry estimates floating around claiming that active AI use in banking has surged to over 80%. Now, whether that exact percentage holds up as a verified metric across every single institution or just serves as a directional industry estimate, the underlying reality is undeniable. AI adoption is skyrocketing. But here's the terrifying caveat to that growth. The fraudsters, the bad actors, they are adopting AI just as fast, and in many cases faster, because they don't have compliance departments slowing them down. They're using AI-generated deepfakes to bypass authentication. They are using automated synthetic identity creation at an industrial scale. They are orchestrating highly sophisticated account takeover attacks that entirely outpace the pattern matching logic embedded in traditional legacy fraud platforms that most regional banks still rely on today.
And this is precisely why a company like PieTech Solutions exists. For our listeners who might be new to the brand, it's really important to understand that PieTech Solutions is not a typical Silicon Valley startup pushing unproven, flashy tech that looks great on a whiteboard but fails in a heavily regulated environment. PieTech delivers data governance, security excellence, and practical AI solutions specifically tailored for government agencies and the banking, financial services, and insurance sector, which we call BFSI. The foundation of PieTech is built on a very unique combination. We bring over 90 collective years of BFSI expertise and 15 years of deep hands-on AI experience. When you add to that our government security clearances and enterprise-grade certifications, PieTech is uniquely positioned to serve financial institutions that require the absolute highest security standards while implementing these aggressive AI capabilities. We provide vendor-agnostic, results-focused solutions without the typical industry hype.
Exactly, Alex. And I want to emphasize that phrase, without the typical industry hype. That lack of hype is absolutely critical right now because regional banks cannot afford to experiment with mission-critical systems. They don't have the luxury of failing fast when people's livelihoods and federal regulations are on the line. These institutions are often saddled with decades-old core banking systems. We're talking about technology built in the 80s and 90s that was never, ever designed for real-time data access, let alone digital product delivery or AI-enabled operations. These legacy platforms are the single biggest constraint on banking innovation today. It's a harsh truth, but banks that cannot build modern data pipelines simply cannot leverage AI. The technology gap between the haves and the have-nots in the regional banking sector is widening at a blistering pace. And if you're on the wrong side of that gap, your days as an independent institution are numbered.
That is a perfect segue into one of the most pressing, unavoidable topics of 2026, which is mergers and acquisitions. Now, we have seen some dramatic industry headlines recently, claiming that M&A activity is going to double this year. Now, while our internal research shows it hasn't literally doubled year over year, the momentum is undeniably massive and continuous. Just look back at 2025, where we hit a peak of 181 deals, which was the highest since 2021. And through just the first 2 months of 2026, we already saw 25 U.S. bank deals announced, with over $15 billion in aggregate value. regional and community banks are absolutely the most active segment here. They are consolidating to achieve the scale necessary to afford massive compliance and technology investments. But as PiTech's Banking Hub research highlights, getting the executives to shake hands and making the deal is actually the easy part. The real nightmare is the post-merger integration. Why is that such a minefield, Mike?
It's a minefield because of the human and technological reality of combining two massive complex entities. That's the hard truth of the M&A space. As we published in our recent M&A IT due diligence guides, most U.S. bank mergers encounter severe value-destroying problems after the deal closes, not during the negotiation process. The integration of systems, the mapping of data, the blending of teams, and the migration of customers, that's where the real risk begins. While the legal closure of a merger might happen quickly, operational integration typically takes anywhere from 12 to 24 months, and sometimes even longer. I have seen IT teams literally working weekends for 2 solid years, trying to untangle the mess of a poorly planned integration. The banks announce the synergy savings to Wall Street on day one, but achieving those savings requires flawless execution in the server room, and that is exceedingly rare without the right partner.
Let's explore that rabbit hole a bit deeper, because there is a highly complex angle here regarding the clash of different IT cultures. When Bank A acquires Bank B, you almost never have neatly matching systems. You often have vastly divergent core systems. Bank A might be running on a 25-year-old on-premise mainframe that still requires terminal emulators to access, while Bank B might be a slightly younger institution that is partially migrated to a modern cloud infrastructure. How does PiTech handle this clash of eras, so to speak?
It is an architectural and cultural headache of epic proportions. One of the first obstacles encountered after a merger or acquisition lies in the extreme disparity between the information systems used by the entities involved. You have aging infrastructures, you have proprietary tools that the original developers have long since retired from, incompatible database structures, duplicate workflows, and competing vendor relationships. Harmonization becomes a real technical and organizational nightmare. Now, there are conflicting viewpoints in the industry on how to solve this. Some of the mega consultancies out there advocate for a rip-and-replace strategy. They want to force the acquired bank office legacy systems overnight to achieve immediate uniformity. But PiTech's philosophy is entirely different. A poorly executed, rushed integration can lead to catastrophic system outages. It leads to severe customer churn because people cannot access their funds. It invites immediate regulatory scrutiny, and it causes a massive loss of the merger value that the board was counting on.
So, if rip and replace is a recipe for disaster in these complex environments, what is the PiTech alternative? How do you actually move the needle without breaking the bank?
Instead of ripping and replacing, PiTech brings direct, proven experience in banking system modernization through a phased, agile approach. We utilize structured, battle-tested integration playbooks. Having executed complex migrations from legacy SaaS-based systems to modern data platforms for major regional clients, PiTech applies AI-powered data migration validation and reconciliation. What we do is build an API-first integration layer. This layer connects modern applications and digital front ends to the retained legacy components on the back end. This strategy de-risks the transformation. It preserves business continuity so customers never experience a hiccup, and it avoids the catastrophic downtime associated with the rip and replace myth. We modernize in intelligent increments.
I want to pull on a specific thread you just mentioned, which is data migration. The PiTech M&A Hub notes that data migration is one of the highest risk components of any bank M&A IT integration. Customer records, transaction histories, decades of loan data, and compliance archives must be transferred perfectly. This brings us to the absolute cornerstone of our discussion today, which is data governance and data excellence. Governance sounds like a dry topic to some, but it is literally the lifeblood of a successful bank. Talk to me about that.
I always say that data governance is the unsung hero of banking. People think of it as a defensive mechanism, a bunch of compliance officers saying no to things. But in reality, it is a strategic offensive tool. It structures the entire integration process. By defining clear rules for quality, access, confidentiality, and data management, governance provides a solid foundation to prevent critical operational errors. During a merger, data becomes a strategic asset, but its value is real only if it is reliable, structured, and usable. Without clear governance, duplicates and contradictory information proliferate. This damages interdepartmental consistency, it breaks your reporting, and it absolutely infuriates your customers when they get 3 different letters with 3 different account balances.
Let us look at a concrete example so our listeners can really visualize this. Suppose Bank A is acquiring Bank B. Bank A has a very mature data dictionary, and they define a commercial client as an entity with over $5 million in verified annual revenue. Anyone under that is classified as a small business. Now, Bank B, the acquired bank, had a totally different operational culture. To them, a commercial client was literally anyone who opened a business checking account, regardless of revenue. A teenager with a lawn mowing business who deposited $50 was tagged in their system as a commercial client. If you don't have rigorous data governance and you just dump Bank B's data into Bank A's pristine data lake, you have just poisoned your entire analytics ecosystem, haven't you?
You have absolutely poisoned it. And that is exactly what I call toxic data debt. The lack of visibility on source data quality, the duplication of information, and the loss of historical context can entirely hamper the value creation the merger was supposed to achieve. Going back to your example, suddenly Bank A's chief risk officer is looking at a dashboard that says they have 10,000 new commercial clients, but the revenue projections and risk profiles make absolutely no sense. That toxic data debt paralyzes decision-making. In sectors subject to strict regulations like banking, you have to involve business leaders early to align management rules with operational realities. PyTech implements enterprise governance frameworks with stringent controls across metadata, data lineage, quality metrics, and access policies. We build clean, reconciled data foundations for the combined entity. This ensures regulatory reporting continuity with compliance gaps. Whether it's CECL compliance, BSA and AML filings, or emerging ESG and cybersecurity disclosure requirements, PyTech builds enterprise risk data marts that automate data collection and validation. We ensure that every single reported figure has automated data lineage and auditability back to the source.
Now, let us connect this rigorous data governance to the most exciting and arguably the most complex technological leap of 2026, which is agentic AI. For our listeners who might just be getting comfortable with the AI terminology, let us differentiate generative AI from agentic AI. Generative AI is like a really smart assistant that can write an email, summarize a long document, or write some code. It responds to a prompt. Agentic AI, however, is autonomous. It is an AI system designed to act as an agent. It can perform complex tasks, execute multi-step workflows, interact with different software systems, and make routing decisions with minimal human intervention. It does not just generate text, it takes action.
Right, and PyTech is at the absolute forefront of applying this to BFSI. In banking, we use agentic AI to automate alert triage, perform complex case escalation, and even generate suspicious activity report or SAR narratives. When you look at PyTech's capability metrics and internal benchmark targets, we are aiming for solutions that can cut false positive alerts by an astounding 68% and boost fraud detection rates by up to 42%. In KYC and AML operations, our intelligent automation targets reducing manual review time by up to 60%. These are transformational targets that change the unit economics of compliance.
I want to connect this rigorous data governance to the most exciting and arguably the most complex technological leap of 2026, which is agentic AI. For our listeners who might just be getting comfortable with the AI terminology, let us differentiate generative AI from agentic AI. Generative AI is like a really smart assistant that can write an email, summarize a long document, or write some code. It responds to a prompt. Agentic AI, however, is autonomous. It is an AI system designed to act as an agent. It can perform complex tasks, execute multi-step workflows, interact with different software systems, and make routing decisions with minimal human intervention. It does not just generate text, it takes action.
Right, and PyTech is at the absolute forefront of applying this to BFSI. In banking, we use agentic AI to automate alert triage, perform complex case escalation, and even generate suspicious activity report or SAR narratives. When you look at PyTech's capability metrics and internal benchmark targets, we are aiming for solutions that can cut false positive alerts by an astounding 68% and boost fraud detection rates by up to 42%. In KYC and AML operations, our intelligent automation targets reducing manual review time by up to 60%. These are transformational targets that change the unit economics of compliance.
But here is the massive rabbit hole, Mike. We have to talk about the accountability conundrum. If an agentic AI autonomously reviews a customer's transaction history, decides the behavior is suspicious, generates a SAR, and preps it for FinCEN filing, what happens if it makes a mistake? What if it hallucinates a regulatory violation? Or, infinitely worse, what if it misses a massive money laundering operation because of a simple data formatting error? Who goes to jail? The AI?
That is the exact fear keeping bank CEOs awake at night, and it perfectly illustrates why data governance is a mandatory prerequisite for agentic AI. You cannot deploy agentic AI into an environment with siloed, messy, or ungoverned data. If the underlying data is garbage, an autonomous agent will confidently execute garbage decisions at machine speed, creating a massive liability. Furthermore, banking regulators, the OCC, the FDIC, the Federal Reserve, they absolutely despise black box algorithms. If an AI makes a risk decision, the bank must be able to prove exactly why and how that decision was made based on traceable data. If the regulator knocks on the door and says, "Show me your math on why this account was frozen," you cannot say, "I do not know, the AI did it." You will be hit with massive fines and consent orders.
So how does PyTech architect the system to satisfy the regulators while still getting the efficiency benefits of the AI?
This is why PyTech's AI strategies are built strictly with governance frameworks that ensure compliance, transparency, and real business results. We emphasize ethical practices, strong data privacy, and a security-first implementation. Our agentic AI solutions are anchored by automated data lineage. Every single action the AI takes leaves an immutable, auditable trail linking back to the verified source data. We keep a human in the loop for final approvals. The AI handles 95% of the heavy lifting, the data gathering, the formatting, the preliminary scoring, which dramatically reduces analyst fatigue. But a human expert reviews the final package, ensuring accountability remains with the institution, not the algorithm.
Let us pivot specifically to fraud detection, because this is where the rubber meets the road for bank profitability. The PyTech Banking Use Cases document outlines a terrifying reality. Financial fraud is evolving faster than legacy rule-based detection systems can respond. We are dealing with sophisticated schemes, including the AI-generated deepfakes we mentioned earlier, synthetic identity fraud where bad actors stitch together real and fake data to create phantom customers, and advanced account takeover attacks. How are the old systems failing here?
The traditional fraud platforms rely on static pattern matching logic. They look for hard-coded rules. For example, if a transaction is greater than $10,000 and the IP address location is foreign, then flag it for review. But fraudsters know these rules. They reverse engineer them. They weaponize their own AI to continuously test the boundaries of these static systems, making transactions for $9,999 from domestic proxy servers. Banks that continue to rely on legacy rule sets are bleeding efficiency and losing ground. Every false negative represents a direct financial loss to the bank. Every false positive freezes a legitimate customer's account, which erodes trust, drives them to a competitor, and inflates the operational costs of the call center trying to resolve the issue.
Where do most banking teams struggle the most right now in this specific area?
They struggle primarily with extremely high false positive rates that absolutely strain their fraud analysts. When 90% of the alerts your team looks at are false alarms, alert fatigue sets in, and they start missing the real threats. They also suffer from an inability to detect novel fraud patterns that were not seen in their historical training data. And, going all the way back to our core theme today, they suffer from fragmented data silos that prevent real-time, cross-channel detection. If your credit card fraud system does not talk to your wire transfer fraud system, the bad guys will exploit that gap.
So how does PyTech solve this practically? What is the technical mechanism that changes this dynamic?
PyTech integrates advanced machine learning models that are trained simultaneously on transactional data, behavioral data, and external threat feeds to detect anomalies in real time across all channels. We use behavioral biometrics and device intelligence integration. Instead of waiting for a static rule to be broken, the AI understands the baseline behavior of the individual customer. It knows how fast you normally type your password, what time of day you usually log in, and how you navigate the app. If it sees a deviation from that baseline, it flags it instantaneously. Furthermore, PyTech deploys adaptive fraud intelligence that continuously learns from outcomes. Our continuous model retraining pipelines feature feedback loops, so the system literally gets smarter every single day. By doing this, we aim for measurable outcomes, targeting a reduction in the analyst burden by up to 40% and drastically reducing fraud loss ratios across cards, ACH, wire, and digital channels. And overall, our process automation and optimization strategies are designed to deliver a 20 to 30% reduction in banking operational costs.
Let us talk about KYC, Know Your Customer, and AML, anti-money laundering operations. These are traditionally the most resource-intensive, painful, and manual operations in any regional bank. You have manual review pipelines, inconsistent data quality across various digital and in-branch onboarding channels, and the sheer volume of SARs creates a compliance burden that scales faster than a bank can physically hire staff. It is a massive bottleneck.
And you have to remember, the convergence of M&A activity that we discussed earlier is compounding this problem exponentially. When a bank merges, they absorb hundreds of new integrations and completely new combined customer portfolios overnight. They face the dual pressure of absorbing these new customers immediately so they can start cross-selling while maintaining rigorous regulatory standards. The regulators do not give you a grace period just because you bought another bank. Non-compliance penalties are not just fines anymore. They are existential risks, causing massive reputational damage and drop in stock prices.
PayTech tackles this AML challenge with a fascinating combination of technologies. We've already discussed agentic AI at length, but PayTech also leverages AI-powered document extraction and something called graph analytics. Now, I love this topic. Can you explain graph analytics for our non-technical listeners and explain why it is such an absolute game changer for anti-money laundering?
Absolutely. It is one of the most powerful tools in our arsenal. Think of a traditional relational database, like a giant Excel spreadsheet. You have rows and columns. If you want to find out if a new corporate client, say John Doe LLC, shares a physical address, a phone number, or a board member with a known shell company that is 3 degrees of separation away, you have to query the database, cross-reference multiple massive tables, and do a lot of computational heavy lifting. It's slow, it's resource-intensive, and it often misses complex hidden links. Graph analytics, however, maps data entirely differently. It maps data as a network of nodes and relationships. Think of it like a detective string board on a crime show. You have photos pinned to the board. Those are your nodes, representing people, accounts, or businesses. The red string connecting them represents the relationships. Graph databases natively store those relationships alongside the data.
So instead of searching through millions of rows of isolated data, the system instantly lights up the red string, showing you the hidden connections.
Exactly, Alex. For AML and beneficial ownership mapping, this is revolutionary. Criminals hide money by creating layers of abstraction. They create shell companies owning other shell companies registered in different jurisdictions, using different nominal directors. PayTech uses graph analytics to instantly pierce those layers of the corporate veil, mapping relationships in real time. When we combine that graph visualization with our agentic AI workflow orchestration, we can automatically update customer risk profiles, automate the risk scoring, and prepare the SAR filing documentation instantly. This ensures consistent, reproducible risk scoring that easily passes both internal compliance reviews and external federal audits. As we mentioned, this aims to result in up to 60% reduction in manual review time for standard onboarding cases.
All of this incredible innovation, the agentic AI, the graph analytics, the real-time machine learning fraud detection, all of it is physically impossible if a bank is still running on a monolithic proprietary core system from the 1990s. We keep coming back to this legacy infrastructure problem.
That is the ultimate bottleneck. You cannot build a skyscraper on a foundation of sand. Many regional banks fear disrupting their mission-critical operations during modernization. They are paralyzed by the risk. They lack internal expertise in modern cloud-native architecture because their IT guys have spent 20 years maintaining an AS/400 mainframe. And they face severe budget uncertainty when trying to build business cases for large modernization programs for their board of directors.
And the regulatory complexity further constrains their options. But as PayTech's cloud solutions philosophy points out, cloud success in banking requires significantly more than just renting infrastructure from Amazon or Microsoft. Why is cloud adoption so critical for these regional banks, and how does PayTech safely execute this migration?
Cloud is not just a hosting decision. It is an agility imperative. Cloud helps banks stay compliant, reduce costs, and modernize faster by replacing rigid legacy systems with secure, scalable platforms that enable real-time services and open banking APIs. Without the cloud, you cannot connect to the broader fintech ecosystem. PayTech approaches legacy core modernization not as a dangerous rip-and-replace exercise, but as a strategic, phased, multi-year program. We draw on direct experience executing massive data ingestion architecture migrations. We build modern, cloud-native data pipelines, often utilizing robust platforms like modern IBM InfoSphere-based systems. We de-risk each phase to preserve business continuity and deliver incremental value to the business along the way. We do not just hand over a manual. We provide the end-to-end cloud strategy, the architecture, the engineering, and the ongoing operations. And crucially, every single solution we deploy maps directly to stringent federal standards like FFIEC, OCC, NIST, and FedRAMP.
We have covered massive ground today, Mike, from the M&A boom that is reshaping the competitive landscape in 2026 to the critical necessity of treating post-merger integration as a structured multi-year transformation rather than a weekend IT project. We have dissected the profound importance of data governance, proving that it's not just a defensive compliance exercise, but the ultimate bedrock required to safely deploy agentic AI without running afoul of regulatory accountability and creating toxic data debt.
The core takeaway for any banking leader, CEO, or CIO listening today is this. Operational excellence in banking is no longer driven by incremental process improvements alone. You cannot just lean out your branch staff and expect to compete. AI is now central to how banks manage efficiency, compliance, and risk at scale. As we noted in our February publications, the most effective banks treat AI as part of their core operating model, rather than a standalone siloed IT initiative or a science experiment. By embedding AI into core workflows, integrating it with legacy systems intelligently through APIs, and surrounding it with federal-grade data governance, regional banks can not only survive this current M&A wave, they can actively dominate their market tier.
And that is the PiTech Solutions advantage. With our vendor-agnostic approach, our deep BFSI expertise, and our ambitious targets of reducing operational costs by 20 to 30%, PiTech is actively building the digital backbone of modern banking. For regional banks, community banks, and specialty finance institutions that are ready to move beyond their legacy constraints and embrace a governed, secure AI future, the time to act is absolutely right now. The gap between the technology haves and the technology have-nots is widening permanently, and the window to catch up is closing. Thank you, Mike, for this incredibly insightful deep dive today. The war stories and the technical architecture breakdowns were fantastic. And thank you to our listeners for joining us. For more information on how intelligent automation can transform your compliance operations, solve your toxic data debt, and streamline your M&A integration strategies, visit pitechsol.com to book a consultation and explore our comprehensive banking hub. Until next time, I am Alex, and this has been the PiTech Solutions Podcast.